Hey, you know what I was thinking? And I swear to God, this thought crossed my mind.
Underrated song, the D's.
It was Marcelin's song. Said Maroon and Blue. Said Red and Blue.
Oh, God.
No, so we sung it a lot, mate.
Cut it out. Cut it. Cut it.
Sung it a lot, mate. Sung it probably about 85% of the time. Won a lot of games.
Mate, the teammates were singing the song as you were going over the stat sheet. Checking how many you'd kick.
Seven.
I'd kicked eight. Put it down.
Hey, you know what I was thinking?
What's that?
When Maxie took the mark and was taking the big deep breaths, I hope Welshy's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I hope our great mate Christian Welsh is all right. Because we know that he lives and breathes the D's. They've got a bit going on at the Melbourne Storm as well. But he's almost a bit more passionate about the Melbourne Footy Club than he is about Bellamy's Mob at the moment. It's story time with old mates thanks to Mate Internet and Mobile. Award-winning Aussie mobile service plans from just $20. The big fella's been good enough to join us. Christian, good to have you on the show again, mate. And we'll talk to you about the Storm in a moment. But hopefully you weren't playing at the same time Maxie went back, and I buggered that story up. But what were you thinking when you saw the big man take the mark and go back and suck in the big deep breaths and then line up to kick that all-important goal?
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Yeah, it was. I was so pumped for him to kick it because I think he had a similar kick, I think, round against the Cats.
He did. He sure did, and he missed it.
Yeah, so it was looking pretty tough at the start. You know, how quick Geelong were kicking those goals. I thought we might have been for a long night. And there's some haters out there. You know, a few of the Storm boys were quick to send me some texts that they will quickly come back at him after Gorney put it through. So my man Maxie got it done for us. So very grateful. And the real season starts now, boys. Let's go.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Are you a bit of a nervous watcher of footy, Christian? Or you seem cool, calm and collected when you talk to us and when you play for the Storm. But when you watch the Demons, do you get a bit animated?
Yeah, a little bit. But to be fair, I don't really understand it too much. So I just kind of get a bit anxious. And I like that. I enjoy it. So, I was getting a bit nervous on the weekend. But, it worked out for us in the end, which is good.
Where will you – well, you're playing – you've got your game against the Eels on Saturday night. So you're not going to be able to – you'll probably be playing at the same time, won't you? You won't be able to watch the Melbourne Brisbane game.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, we're Saturday night. So, yeah, I think it's a bit of a clash, sadly.
Disappointing. 20 straight, mate. I mean – it's almost we spoke to Munster about it yesterday, and he couldn't really put his finger on it. He's just kind of living the moment and one week at a time. But it is truly remarkable. Are you kind of a? Does it get referenced much during the week? Is it something that you kind of just put to one side and move through this unbroken winning streak that you're on?
We actually touched on it a bit yesterday. We actually watched some of the highlights from the Sydney Roosters, the team who had the 19 games and the legendary team. They, you know, I think they went 19 or 20 straight and then, won the grand final 38-0. I think a bit of appreciation for that team. And obviously we aspire to win this week and I suppose go to the top alone. But yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy year. You know, obviously we've got State of Origin to deal with and we've just had so many contributors. It makes me think really that like the American sports do it well and do it properly, how they, every player on the roster gets a premiership ring, a championship ring as they call it. I certainly think, you know, that obviously the guys that play on a grand final day and win, you know, they deserve to get their premiership ring. But I truly believe it's the whole squad effort. And I think, you know, the 30-odd guys who get you there during the year should get one as well.
Christian, what sort of challenge do the Eels present to you guys on Saturday night? What's one thing you'd sort of focus in on of the biggest concern?
Just their physicality. Yeah, they're really big, aggressive team that like to give it to you a bit there. So particularly in the middle, it's going to be a really good battle.
So that falls not exclusively to you, but that's one of the roles that you've got to play. Do you kind of steel yourself particularly? I mean, it's always hard, your game, clearly. Not that we've played it, but it looks...
We could have.
We chose not to. I mean, we're both big, powerful men. You know,
we went for grass ballet instead.
Correct, you know. But that's kind of your go, isn't it? If they're going to take that or put that to you, you're going to have to take it a bit back to them. Do you kind of steel yourself a bit extra when you run into a team that's got that kind of physical armor you kind of throw at you?
Yeah, I think you certainly prepare yourself for that, you know, physical contest. And I think, you know, for the people who don't know too much about rugby league, there's probably two different jobs in the game. You know, there's the really skilled, you know, backs and halves who come up with the big plays and score the tries and put the fancy kicks in. And then there's the guys in the middle in a real kind of physical contest. That's the best way I could describe it. They're just going at each other and trying to win that field position and dominate a possession to give their little guys a better opportunity at winning and pulling off those big plays. So, yeah, I suppose there's been some big contests coming up on Saturday, which I think everyone's pretty pumped for.
Well, the heart and soul, mate. That's all we like to call you and your big blokes in the middle, the heart and soul. Without you blokes, the heart pumping the blood to the edges, there's no edge, mate. So don't think for one second that you're underappreciated on this around this table, mate. We know exactly what you bring to the mix.
You know, if only the salaries reflected that.
Well, that's right. Yes,
I'd
good
be,
point.
I'd be very grateful.
Not only that. We had Munster on yesterday talking about Father's Day gifts at swish.com.au. And we know that you guys do a lot of good work when it goes to Starlight and supporting charities and all the rest of it. But Munster, he gets 250. Well, you pay 250 bucks of him and 270 from Travojevic, and Tedesco gets 250. We noticed that you were there, 75 bucks to get a message for the old man on Father's Day from Christian Welsh.
I mean, value.
That is, yes.
Value, boys.
Yes, it is great value.
Buy low, sell high. I'm telling you, get on me. I'm about to skyrocket.
Do you get a little bit of sizzle? Like, do you like
yeah,
to
you
just...
Put a bit of, you don't just phone it in, do you? I mean, I know you phone it in, but do you put a bit of performance value, a bit of production value to it, Welshie?
Absolutely, and I'm genuine, unlike these dirtbag halfbacks, you know, yep. 9 mil a year. They don't care about you, those Swiss videos. You know, whereas I do. I've got good intentions,
I care about you. I want you to say that at the start of your meeting. I want you to look down the camera and say, hey, listen, Bob, you know, the family's got a message, and I just want you to know right from the outset, I care about you. I want you to do that. Can you make that your staple of your Swish messages from now on?
Yeah, that's going to be my signature now, I think. I appreciate the exposure as well. Yeah, get on there, guys. Get on board.
Can I just read out a temper text? This is from Damien Abu Dhabi. He says, hi, boys. What's this Swish gig? My son's birthday soon. Haven't seen him in 18 months because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Pretty bloody tough, but the Swish video sounds gold. Can you share the details? Hopefully they have Harry Styles. That's his man. So I'd say to Damien, just Harry Styles out, Christian Welsh in.
There you go.
Get absolute heartfelt quality from a genuine, tough man with a heart of gold.
A man who cares about you.
That's what your kid wants, Damien. Exactly. Not Harry, Harry Styles. Yeah. Please.
That's right. We won't ruin the kid's birthday if we do that. Let's do it. Yeah. You know?
So we'll there it is. Around. Swish. SWYSH.com.au is the place
there
to go.
Damien.
Christian Welsh. Go to Rugby League, Jesus, Melbourne Storm.
You guys must be getting a bit of cash for all these clubs. What are you doing,
man? Hey, you're the one getting the cash. You're the one getting the cash out of it, mate.
Come on, boys. Come on.
We are doing it for the love.
Open to it.
I heard a plug when I heard one.
We're doing it for the love of the game. Don't you worry about that. Hey, good luck on Saturday night, mate, for the Storm going for 20. It's been an unbelievable ride. And the fact that you guys can find when you need to and the way you're finishing games off is a credit to the lot of you. And then once you get off the pitch and you've got the result, hopefully Melbourne likewise have just put that extra smile on your face. Big fella, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us on. Go the D's. Let's go.
And the Storm, of course. Christian Welsh, Melbourne Storm. Story time with old mates. Thanks to Mate Internet and Mobile. Award-winning Aussie mobile service plans from just $20. Collingwood, take it or leave it with Julio after this.